Today, I just want to talk about one thing that the Lord really put on my heart. And going off of our mission statement, so you've probably seen these around. So this is one of the topics that we cover is manifesting His kingdom. And so that is the kind of topic that I'll be on today. My sermon is called Overflow. Amen. Wouldn't you like some overflow in your life? Wouldn't you like some, I mean, not a bad thing, some good things. Wouldn't you want it? You know, blessings. Yeah, why not? Sure. Sure. Well, before we get into that, let's just all pray. So, Father, right now, we thank you, Jesus. Wow. I am. Woo. Jesus is ready to go. Did I get your attention? He's ready to pray. All right. So, well, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing today. We thank you, Father, that you want to do overflow in our lives. You want our lives to be overflowing with your love, with your presence, with your grace and your mercy, and with thankfulness. So, Father, right now, we just thank you that you are about to do some great and wonderful things in our hearts, in our lives today. We can't wait for you to continue to do what you've already started, because you're going to finish what you did, what you started in us. You're going to finish it, Father. And Lord, we thank you so much for that. And we're so grateful in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So do we have technology? If we don't, that's okay. I'll live. We'll live. Jesus didn't have to put up with technology, was it? Man, he was just like, although I wonder if he ever went hoarse sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was like yelling on top of mountains to fishermen, to crowds of 5,000 and more. I mean, I just wonder if he ever went hoarse, you know? I don't know. I mean, maybe it was all that new wine that he had. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. You never know with Jesus. So it was good stuff. All right, so are we good to go? I don't know. We're going to find out. Okay. All right. So are we actually on? Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe I'm on, maybe I'm not. We'll see. So the thing I'm talking about today is overflow. Just let me know, Pastor Steve, if we get on, then I'll make a little introduction. So the thing we're going to talk about today is overflowing. Now, have you ever seen the videos of these kids with this ginormous milk jug? And you see they're really small, and you see this glass, and you know what's getting ready to happen. You see them open up the milk jug and them dumping this whole big gallon of milk in this one little cup, and they can barely hold the milk jar up. And then you see bloosh everywhere. You see all that milk going everywhere. You're like, oh my goodness. And they might hit the cup, some of it, but most of it's on the table or on the floor or everywhere else. You're like, oh my goodness, this is overflowing this place. Or maybe, you know, if you had kids or you had grandkids, and, you know, I do this now, we fill up a tub, you know, we fill up a tub to bathe them and stuff like that. Maybe at one point you forgot that the tub was still running and went to go do something else. Now, I know that none of y'all would do that. Of course, no one would ever fess up to that one. But maybe you were bathing, maybe even yourself, and you're like, I'm getting the water all nice and perfect. But then you get something, you get a phone call, or get distracted, or the dog or the cat does something, and you're like, oh, and then all of a sudden, you remember, oh, the tub is running of water. And you come back in, and you see just gallons of water all over the bathroom. You're like, oh my gosh, what happened? That's not good overflowing, is it? That, you're not. Or, I might say, even a story I once read about this young child. I don't know who it was. I'm just saying. I don't know who this young boy was. But this young boy had an issue. And so, with a toilet. Oh, and you know where this is going now. You're like, oh, no. So this one boy, I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that, but this one boy was getting ready to leave to go to a friend's house for the weekend. And while he was cleaning the toilet, he actually got the brush that he was cleaning with underneath and sucked up into the toilet. Now, this little boy, you know, he would have done the responsible thing, of course, but this little boy left and didn't tell his mommy or daddy. So, when this little boy came back from his friend's house about 2 days later, his father had to mention a few things of the rod of correction, as well as other things that said, you should have told us. And then his sister was like, yeah, I used the bathroom, I had to clean up all the garbage and all the sewer stuff because you left a mess. Now, I know that none of y'all have ever had that problem at all. Sure, no. But this little boy didn't. So when I hear overflow, those are the things that come to my mind. But how many of you know that it isn't just a negative thing? That if we change the perspective of what overflow could mean, it could mean a totally different thing. So let's get out of the toilet and let's get into our bank account. What if our bank account is overflowing with money? Now that sounds really good, doesn't it? You know, I've got so much money in there, it's like the bank doesn't have enough to put in there. Now bring it on, he says. Yes, bring it on. Or maybe you have so much food in your house that your freezer or refrigerator can't contain it all. Maybe you're so blessed, you're just like, I've got 5 freezers full and I still got more room. You know, what about that? What if you got all those things you need there? Or what if you are running over with, I use the word overflow, running over more than enough. What if you have an overflow or running over or more than enough in your influence? What if you're talking to government officials? What if you're talking to presidents? What if you're talking about people in your neighborhood even, and they give you such honor and respect, you have all that overflowing in your life? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, God's called us to overflow in our lives. He's called us to have an overflowing abundance so that we can give. It says in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. I'll tell you what, it's good when you have overflow. It's good, isn't it? Isn't it good? I mean, maybe we don't experience that as much, but I remember as a kid, I bought this big old box of toys. It was called Hero Clicks at the time. And me and my friend, we went in on this box, my friend Mike, we went in on this box of Hero Clicks, because Hero Clicks are little toys. And so we would collect these miniatures and play games and things like that. Yeah. So we had a great time with this. And we ordered this box one time. And so we're separating all these different characters. And they're characters from Marvel or DC Comics and things like that. We're like getting all excited. We're like, oh, we got this one. We got that. And you pull it out of a pack. We're like, oh, I got this character. Oh, I got this one. You know, you got your Spider-Mans, Captain Americas, people like that. We're like, yes, we got all these things. And then came one of my favorite parts of actually getting the box and opening them. It wasn't necessarily playing with the toys that made it more fun. It was organizing it for me sometimes. I like to organize things that I like. Now, if you go to my house, it's a little rough on the organization. Let's just put it like that. But with these toys, I like to organize. So I had a nice tackle box, and I put them all in individually, and that's what I would do. And I was like, man, I had everything set up for that way. And then when we bought this box together, we separated, we half and half, we made it fair. And so I would be filling my tackle box, and then all of a sudden, I don't have any more room. I have an overflow. And I was like, I got to buy another tackle box. I like this. So I was like, yes, this is what I want. So I get a new tackle box. I'm putting all the new stuff in it. I'm like, yes, this is what I want. Isn't it true when God gives us an overflow, there's such joy and delight in that, isn't it? And when we experience that, there can be such a welling up of thankfulness. Isn't there? A welling up of thankfulness. And we're just like, God, thank you for your overflow. Thank you for what you want to do in my heart, that you've given me this unspeakable joy just to be able to overflow. I mean, for me, it was that toy. But we have things in life now that we could see God do and God come through in situations. And he comes through abundantly. And we're like, thank you, Lord. The overflow of thankfulness should resound from our lips. Another scripture, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, not some, all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's take it to something else. Let's take it to another level. When I was in Brazil, I went on a missions trip with Randy Clark in Global Awakening in Brazil back in 2000 and, let's see, I think it was 2002, summer 2002. And we would see people healed, delivered. It was an awesome time that the Lord did some great and awesome things. And when He uses you to do things like that, you get this overflow of joy. You get this overflow of thankfulness. And you're like, this is what I was created to do. This is what I was born to do. And it's for all Christians. It's in all Christians. All Christians can have this experience. And I'm not saying because I'm a pastor, I pray for people and people get healed. No, you can be whatever title or non-title, doesn't matter. If you are a Christian and you are a son and daughter of the King, you can pray for someone and see them healed. Amen. You can see deliverance in their life. You can pray over them for a situation and see, bam, God touches that situation. So it's not just Pastor Van or Pastor Kurt or Pastor Steve. It's anybody. And so when I was seeing that done, just an overwhelming thankfulness was like, thank you, God. So awesome. So amazing. Seeing these people that were lame, seeing these people that were hurt, seeing these people that had impossible situations, God turned those things around and made Himself known. Come on, somebody. Come on. That's good stuff right there. Do you want an overflow? That's the question. Do you want it? I mean, you're like, yeah, of course I want it. Well, let me give you a few other verses real quick. 1 Thessalonians 3:11-13. Now may our God and Father Himself, our Lord Jesus, clear the way for us to come to you. And may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else. Just as ours does for you. May He strengthen your hearts so that you will become blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when the Lord Jesus comes with His holy ones. And here's another one. Luke 6:37. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Overflow, we're talking about there, will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So if we're giving out of the abundance of the overflow, according to this scripture, we're going to get more of the overflow. Come on, somebody. Maybe you're like, Pastor Van, I'm kind of getting it, but I'm kind of not. Well, let me give you an example here. All right, so let's just make sure I make it perfectly clear what I'm talking about here. We're talking about overflow. So you have your vessel right here. Some of you have a little bit bigger vessel. Some of you are a little bit lower, smaller vessel. So we have a little vessel right here. We're just talking about for everybody. Little vessel right here. Then we have God, which is a much larger vessel, always. I mean, it really should be like a 10-gallon vat of something. So, I mean, we're talking about God here. But when God pours into us, if we only allow Him a little bit, that's all you get. That's all you can give out. Come on, somebody. If you only take a little bit, that's all you can give out. You take a little bit more, that's good. That's very good. But that's all you can give out. That's it. But when you let Him overflow you, it spills out everywhere. And you just keep on. And it's not like you get empty. You're always being filled. Always being filled. So that everyone else around you, whether it's work, whether it's church, whether it's your family, whatever it is being affected by the overflow that God's doing in your life. And He wants to do it. He wants to do that. When I was preparing this message, I was like, all right, God, yes. I'm all about the overflow. I'm all about this. But did you know that God will comment on certain things that you talked to him about? Did you know that? Did you know that he actually has a response? Sometimes you get all excited about something, like, yay, yay. But then he has a comment that pierces through the fluff, that pierces through the facade, that pierces through everything, right to the bone and marrow, right to the heart of the issue. And this is what he said to me. He said, how can you expect overflow if you're not willing to fill up? Ooh, come on. How can you expect overflow if you're not willing to fill up? We can't have overflow on this much of his presence. We can't do it. There is no overflow. There is too much room in the vessel. We can only overflow once it is full. How can you expect to overflow if you're not willing to fill up? And when God said that to me, I was like, Jesus, I am sorry. I am sorry that I'm not filling up like I should. Now, for different people, it's for different things. You know, every vessel is different. You know, maybe with schedules and different things going on, your filling up might look a little different than other people's. And that's fine. There is nothing. Everyone is made uniquely different. Maybe filling up for you is 4 hours in prayer before you go to work in the morning or getting up at 3. Maybe filling up for you is spending time at night, filling up in his presence. Maybe it's fasting over your lunch period. Maybe it's different styles, different ways. But spending that time with him, that quality time with him is how you fill up. So I want to play a little song here. And this song perfectly describes that. It talks about my friend Lorna Harris. I was going to sing this song for you. But my friend Lorna Harris said, no, Van, I got it recorded for you. You just play it.
So I want to co-preach with you for just a minute. So before we jump into this song, when Pastor Van was giving you this illustration, so will you read that verse again?
Which one?
The 1 Thessalonians one.
Okay. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God. And Father, when our Lord Jesus comes with his holy ones.
So that was good, but actually it's the next
one. Oh, it's the next one? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So Luke 6, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you.
Okay. We'll stop right there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
So when he was giving that illustration and he said about overflowing, you have to be filled. So I got a picture like that. Can you all see that? And I felt that the Lord was saying, and you can only be filled with me if you're willing to empty out some things that are in there. And in his verse, he talked about judging, condemning, and not forgiving. Mm. So if we have judged other people, if we've condemned other people, if we're holding unforgiveness for other people, this is in there, and it doesn't look pretty. And it's soaking up what's in there, and it's going to keep it from overflowing. So as we move into this song today, I feel like he wants us to pray, Lord, I don't want to carry unforgiveness. I don't want to carry condemnation. I don't want to judge others. Get that out of there. Then we're able to overflow.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. It's good. Thank you, Pastor Steve. So as I just want everyone just to listen to the song. If you want to close your eyes or read the lyrics, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Maybe you might know it. Maybe you might not. It's a guy talking to his Heavenly Father. It's a Christian talking to his Heavenly Father, and that's what the song's about. So if you just want to listen to it, I'm not going to respond to it just at the moment. We're going to respond to it in just a moment. But I just want you to listen to the lyrics and just listen to what's playing up here. Thank you, Pastor Kurt.
Just waiting in our old familiar place, an empty spot beside him where once I used to wait, to be filled with strength and wisdom for the battles of the day. I would have passed him by again, but I clearly heard him say, I miss my time with you, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve. But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time with you. My efforts have no meaning when your presence isn't there. But you'll provide the power if I take time to pray. I'll stay right here beside you, and you'll never have to say, I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me if your spirit? I miss my time with you. I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve me. Spirit's empty.
Have we been spending time with him? Have we been filling up, or have we let, like Pastor Steve said, those things get in the way from us overflowing? Let's just take a moment right now. Let's just all bow our heads. This is your time with Jesus. And maybe it's been because you've been too busy. Maybe it's been the seasons of life. Maybe it's been different situations. But the Lord's really placed his hand on your heart today about this. And he says, I miss my time with you. I want to overflow you. But you've got stuff in the way or you won't spend time with me. He's calling you back today to his presence. So whatever that is, I'm just going to give you a moment to respond to him right now. And then we're going to say a prayer after that. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to make it right with him right now. Whatever's going on in your life, whether it be something that's in the way or whether it's just not you spending time with him. Or it's you just not filling up your cup. Maybe you're spending most time, but you're not spending enough time to be filled. Thank you, Father. Lord, as you've reminded us today that you want to spend time with us, we thank you that you are calling us to your presence. And Lord, we repent right now. If we've had things that have gotten in the way, things that we've done, judgment, unforgiveness, condemnation, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for those things and even more, anything else, God, from having our cups filled with you. We ask for forgiveness for not spending time with you, not filling up completely, God, for saying, oh, we'll just get by just a little bit. All we need is just a little bit. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for that. We repent for that, Father, because we want to be overflowing. We want us to be trustworthy to you. And the parable says that you gave people talents, Father. Lord, we want to be a 5-talent servant where we will do what's required of us, but yet there will be an overflow of that. We don't want to be the servant that had the 1 talent that buried it and lost it. We want to be a good servant of your overflow, of the money that's going to pour in. The prestige, the promotions, the influence, all of it. We want to be a good servant, a good ambassador, God, for you, for all that. Let us not hoard it, but let us give it out, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And all God's people said, amen. So I want to challenge you today. Don't miss time with him. Don't let stuff stand in the way of your vessel. Go after him. Enjoy the overflow. Enjoy the outpouring of his love, of his presence. And if he gives you money too, that's great. Overflow that. If he gives you more joy, overflow it. If he gives you more mercy, more grace, overflow it. If he gives you thankfulness, overflow it. If he gives you material things, overflow it. Overflow all those things. Because he wants to come and fill you up. And you might ask, Van, how do I fill up? Glad you asked, because that's an easy question to answer. All it is spending time with him. And like I said, for some of you, might be praying for hours, Maybe it might be praying for, you know, 30 minutes a day. Maybe it might be reading, it's getting into your word, worshiping, having a relationship with him. That's all it is. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's not hard. It's just setting aside that time for him. That's all it is. Getting rid of the other stuff and saying, God, I prioritize you. And I'm going to spend time with you. Because I know you want to spend time with me. So, let's just end in a word of prayer today. And if you would like some extra prayer, I want to open up the altar. If you would like some extra prayer about anything, I'll be playing some music in the background for a little bit. If you'd like any extra prayer, whatever it is, I want to be up here. I want to pray with you. I want to see God do some great things in your heart, in your life. And maybe this, during when Pastor Kurt shared what he shared earlier, the Lord gave him, maybe you missed that opportunity to be able to say, God, I want more of you. If you miss that, this is your second chance. If you're like, and Pastor Kurt was talking about, come forward. It's very easy. The Lord was saying, come forward. That's all it is. Maybe you missed that. Maybe you had some distractions, and it's okay. I had four little distractions, and they were kids running around, so I had to be very careful about that because they can turn into bigger distractions. But maybe you're like, oh, I missed it. I should have went up. Well, now's your time. Now's your time to come up. If you like prayer, that's fine. If you just want to spend some time in his presence, that's fine. We're going to close. I just ask that you be respectful of the people that are going to be up here worshiping. If you want to have a conversation, the foyer is a great place to do that. The foyer is a great place. Go have great communion, great fellowship. But let this be a solemn time for the people that really want to go deeper for him for these next few minutes. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you right now that we're going to head out today and that you want to meet with us. And we want to carry you wherever we're going, Father. We want to carry your presence. We want to be overflowing with your grace and mercy that people would just be like, oh, there's something different about that person. There is just such a love for that person that I can feel all over them. I don't know what it is, but I got to ask them. Lord, I just ask that you'll fill us to overflowing. Come and fill us up, O Lord. Come and fill us up and do wonders. Let us pray and see the sick healed. Let us pray and see mountains move. Let us pray and see restoration in families and situations, oh God. Let us not be a powerless church. Let us not think of overflow as a toilet. Let us think of overflow as your presence. Change our perspective, oh God. Let an open heaven be in our lives as we walk with you, oh Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you'd like to come up, I'd encourage you to. If you have to leave, that's fine too. I'd be more willing to pray for anybody. But if you're going to have conversations, I'd ask that you just do it in the foyer today. So be blessed.